Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management, with us now. Morning, Greg.
Morning, Heather.
Hey, I just mentioned those US inflation numbers. What do you reckon?
Yeah, it's a bit of a mixed bag. I mean, basically, as you suggested, they came in line with estimates, but they did show that tariffs are beginning to work their way through the US economy. So, if you look, as you said, the headline inflation, that was pretty much in line at 2.7% annually, but what was up from 2.4% in May. So you had things like beef, coffee and fruit, they were up over 2%. Those egg prices, they fell, but they're still up 27% on a year ago. Energy prices increased. You mentioned core inflation, which is what the Fed tends to look at. That was 2.9%, but again, up from 2.8% in May annually. Things like vehicle prices, they fell, but tariff-sensitive products, you look at apparel, home furnishings, they were up 0.4% and 1% respectively. So I think that's of particular interest. Shelter prices, they were typically stronger, 3.8% higher than a year ago. So Trump, of course, he, no surprise, he initiated another call for the Fed to lower rates. He said inflation was very low, and it has come down from those peak levels, but it's trending downwards, but still above the Fed's 2% target by some distance. He said cutting rates would save $1 trillion a year. Not quite sure about his maths there, but anyhow, I suppose a big motivation for him is the US has got a lot of debt, and the lower inflation, lower interest rates are, the better that is in terms of borrowing costs. But we just don't know how the tariffs are going to stoke inflation more, and we obviously don't know where these tariff rates are going to settle. So the average tariff rate is currently around 19%. That's the highest since 1933, and that could go higher. And then, of course, there's the big, beautiful bill, so we don't know how that's going to impact inflation either. So, yeah, it's expected that the Fed will stay on hold when it meets later this month, and yeah, a quarter percentage point cut in September. And I don't think the CPI really changes view. Markets pretty much took it in their stride.
Oh, brilliant. Now, some big earnings from the banks, though.
Yes, certainly are. And these are very important, obviously a big cider on the economy and often set the tone for the earnings seasons. We've had a number of results overnight. So a bit of a mixed bag. So JP Morgan Chase, that's the biggest bank in America. They beat on revenue and earnings. They did well in their fixed income trading and investment banking. Earnings actually down 17% to $15 billion, but that was boosted by a sale of their Visa stake a year ago. Revenue's down 10%. Credit loss provisions, they were lowest. That's a good sign around the economy, and they're benefiting from higher interest rates. Shares eased slightly, but they're up nearly 20% year-to-date. And Citigroup, they also had a good result as well. Their shares up 3%. Revenues came in at $21.7 billion. Their banking business did quite well. Revenues there soared 18%. Net income, again, benefiting from higher interest rates. That was up 25% to $4 billion. Four-year guidance was also lifted, although they did say the economy is deteriorating a bit relative to last year, so that was interesting. But on the other side, we had a couple of disappointing results here. Wells Fargo, they're a big bank as well. Their shares fell over 6%. They fell short on guidance. And BlackRock, they're the world's largest asset manager. Their shares fell 6% as well, so they had a miss. So a bit of a mixed bag. We'll get a clearer picture tonight. Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, and Morgan Stanley are scheduled to report.
Greg, not looking good with the housing market here, oh?
Still quite subdued. So we sort of thought we were seeing some green shoots, but perhaps they've been sort of watered down a little bit. So this is the latest REINZ report for June. So turnover slowed in the last couple of months. The house price index that fell by 0.3%, and May's was revised down to a flat performance. So we had seen some gains, but that sort of changed. Now you look nationally at median prices, they're actually flat, so around about 770,000, but Auckland is dragging things down by 3.4% to 940,000. So you strip Auckland out, price is actually up 1.7%. So annually, prices up just 0.3% on a year ago. Hey, and Heather, it's all about the regions. South Island's doing pretty well. West Coast, you want to be there. Prices are up on a median basis 35%, 420,000. And Southland prices hit a record at 502,000. So it really is Auckland dragging things down. Sales overall down 4%. That was following a 3% fall in May. Median time to sell, that rose to 48 days. So it just looks like we're in a bit of a holding pattern as well. Mm. So still some interest among buyers. But yeah, just generally quite subdued, I think, as far as the housing market goes, Heather. So we'll watch with interest where to from here over the rest of the year as interest rates potentially fall.
Yeah. Hit us with the numbers then.
Yeah, so the Dow's down 0.7%, so dragged down a little bit by some of the bluer chips, but S&P 500 down 0.1%, NASDAQ up 0.7%, NVIDIA keeps going up 4%, $4.2 trillion market cap. That's actually worth more than the UK economy, which is the world's sixth largest. FTSE 100 down 0.7%, Nikkei up 0.6%. CSI 300 in China was flat. China's GDP was up 1.1% in the June quarter, so that was quite positive there. ASX 200 up 0.7%. NZX 50, we're up 0.1%, 12,689. We've had some good news again for the dairy sector this morning here. So prices are up at the latest auction, including for whole milk powder, so that's good news. Gold down $15, $3,328 an ounce. Oil down 60 cents, 66 spot, 38 a barrel. Currency markets, Kiwi down 0.5% against the US dollar, 59.4. We're flat against the Australian dollar, 91.3. British pound, we're down 0.1%, 44.1. And we are 0.4% higher against the Japanese yen, 88.5.
Good stuff. Thank you very much, Greg. Look, enjoy your morning and look after yourself. It's Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management.